Thursday. How are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm good. Thank you. To you too, but I
can't. Well, we all do motherly things, huh?
Yes, we do. We all got to work as a team today.
There we go.
Now to please stand as we celebrate the sixth Sunday of Easter. I ask that you now take a moment to greet and welcome one another. Our celebrant for today's Mass is Father Bentline. The outline for today's Mass can be found on page 93 in the Breaking Bread book. Our entrance song is in Breaking Bread number 575, Sing a New Song number 575.
Sing a new song unto the Lord, singing Hallelujah. Has done wondrous his faithfulness toward the house of Israel.
According to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I've called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask Father in my name, he may give to you. This is my command: love one another." My sisters and brothers, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
All my mother told me was to be on time, study, get up, go to the store, watch this, will you? Don't contradict your mother. Wait till you get older. Wait till your father gets home. Say your prayers. You don't know what it's like to walk to school. We walked 3 miles to school. Go to confession. And all of this began in her tabernacle, her room, that holy sanctuary God gave her and all mothers to give life. And so it was. And all my mother told me was, all the problems I would endure and encounter had their answer in the tabernacle, in Jesus, the Christ, the Lord of life. And how true, isn't it, for you and me? My sisters and brothers, today's moms, like you, like me, We're like a walking billboard. A walking billboard that says, remain in my love, as Jesus says in today's gospel from John's 15th chapter. Only a mom has this special relationship with her son, her daughter, her children. Like Mary, our Madonna, Mary always points to Jesus, to the tabernacle, to the Word of God. Do whatever he tells you. Mary said to the waitstaff at the wedding feast of Cana, where that young couple was embarrassed because they ran out of wine. Remember? And they did. And they brought water that was changed into wine, just as we change in the womb of our mother. In the waters of our mother's womb, where we grow and are nourished and are fed and are strengthened and become that living billboard for Christ's sake, remain in my love. We are challenged by the gospel, my sisters and brothers. It never invites us to be simply nice and kind. But we are challenged by the gospel. And you and I know that no one of us likes to be challenged by God's word, by the truth. Because sometimes the truth needs to change us. Or we need to hear it and we need to change. Just as your mother and my mother changed many times, moved over oftentimes, gave up her piece of meat at supper or her dessert, gave up this, that, and the other thing for you or for me. You must remember. Jesus says, remain in my love. Just like this, the affection of a mother for her son, for a child just like this. And all my mother told me was to go to Mass, pray the rosary she taught me very young, and take time for God. Take time for God. And all I remember my mother saying to me and to the seven of us is Bogiem. In the very few Polish words that my mother said, z Bogiem, go with God, go with God. And you know, those words more than haunt me. They're a reminder to pause and to remain in God. Yes, we're billboards, aren't we? Living billboards, walking billboards that people are watching. Am I a happy Christian? Am I one thriving? Am I a dynamic Catholic? Or am I, well, just kind of getting through? You know, what if our own mother simply had that attitude to simply get us through that birth canal into this world? My own mother, perhaps yours, told me that there's no greater pain than giving birth. And I have no reason not to believe her, that life can be tough, and getting through that womb and getting to the tabernacle, if you will, getting to Jesus, the truth, to remain in his love, may be difficult. But
My sisters and brothers, it entails being there with Jesus, taking time to get to know Jesus, just like mothers and fathers, families take time to get to know each other. Otherwise, one goes astray. Will you remain in his love? Will you? Will you take 10 minutes each day to waste with the Lord in a culture that says oftentimes that wasting such time may not be worth it when we can be productive, as though wasting time with the Lord, the Lord's Word, or the little white Easter book that continues through Pentecost Sunday at the end of the month, is time well spent? Yes, we're the billboards. We eat his word and drink his blood and eat his body, of which Saint Augustine says, receive who you are. Receive who you are and make of your hands a throne. Receive who you are, the body of Christ. Awesome, isn't that? Or is it for you, for me? And now we walk this word and talk this word more so with our limbs and our lives and our hearts, right out of the center, right out of the tabernacle, right out of the womb where mothers, fathers, the primary formators taught us perhaps everything we know about love. Yes, be a billboard, my sisters and brothers, for Christ. Let others see you thriving as a Catholic, more than simply getting through, more than simply going to Mass and waiting to get out. Be a billboard for Christ. Let others see you thriving for Christ's sake. All my mother taught me was to love.
For the church, that we may learn more and more each day how to love one another as Jesus has loved us, and bear the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace throughout the world, that God will protect all people from violence, and speed the day when all members of the military may return home, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our
prayer. For all those who are in need of love, particularly the homebound, institutionalized, and those who have been abused, that they will experience God's love through the care of others, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all mothers who care for their families every day, especially those remembered with Mother's Day spiritual bouquet cards, that God will bless them with health and happiness. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all mothers who have entered eternal life, particularly those remembered with spiritual bouquet cards, that they will find happiness and peace with the Lord in heaven. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick, that they may be restored to health and wholeness, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the recently deceased, especially Thomas Mettle, that they may share in the joys of eternity, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For these and the intentions we hold in the silence of our hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
God the Father,
hear our prayer.
Hear us, God the Son. Holy Spirit,
hear our prayer.
Mercy on your people, Lord.
For preparation of gifts, let us sing number 625. Excuse me, 178, the Joyful Mary, number 178.
Son, you born by heaven's grace, the day Maria.
Father, the unity of the Holy Spirit. All glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
I have called you, and you are mine.
we are sent for, let us sing. They all know we are Christians by our love.
We will work with each other, we will work.